This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1882. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 14th, Alaska, Antarctica, Argentina, Bougainville, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kyrgyzstan, Papua New Guinea, Somaliland, South Carolina, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, last week I mentioned that KNLS in Alaska was showing up on an UN schedule frequency 11885 in English at 12 UT along with 11870, only 15 kilohertz away. 7355 was supposed to be the parallel frequency to 11870 for that broadcast. 11885 did appear on the A17 schedule for the first 2 hours of their broadcast day in Chinese at 08 to 10 UT. We continued monitoring just about every morning and found that June 9th through 12th, KNLS English Hour at 12 continued to be on 11885 and 11870, while the schedule showed it would be on 11870 and 7355. After 13 UT, the Chinese hour would be on 11885 and the listed frequency of 9655, replacing 11870. There were several other reports of 11885 being on the air at unscheduled hours instead of just 08 to 10, all the way up to 18 UT. However, by June 13th or 14th, they were back to normal. 7355 was again being heard in English at 12 along with 11870. I figured that the second transmitter for some reason was stuck on its opening frequency 11885, so they just let it run for the entire 10-hour broadcast day. We're almost to the first day of winter, so is LRA 36 Radio Nacional Arcangel San Gabriel, Base Esperanza, Antarctica, still on the air? We haven't seen any reports of it lately, but with its very low power, it's been quite a difficult catch. One monitor who does keep hearing it is Manuel Mendez in Spain, and yes, he reports it as of June 8th, 15476, audible only on upper sideband between 1935 and 1947. Its official schedule is 18 to 21 UT, Monday through Friday only. Speaking of so-called midwinter, the British DX Club communication reminds us that on June 21st every year, there's a special broadcast from the BBC to the British Antarctic Survey, half an hour of greetings and music requests for the staff wintering over down there. It's always on June 21st, which this year is Wednesday. But about a week before, they carry out test broadcasts to decide which frequencies will work best, and that was already scheduled for Wednesday, June 14th at 21:30, and we assume at least three of the following test frequencies will be in use for the actual broadcast: 7360 via Ascension, 6035 via UAE, and 7230 and 5985 direct from the UK. None of those come in very well in North America, but we might have a chance for 7360 in the eastern part of the continent. A reminder of the test came only a couple of hours before it was scheduled to happen from someone named Martin in the British DX Club Yahoo group. While I was recording this program, several listeners confirmed the BBC Antarctic tests on June 14th. But Ray Robinson asks, are you sure they're going to broadcast this year on June 21st? The BAS team had to evacuate their base due to cracks in the ice. So who is it the BBC thinks they will be targeting? Among the anomalies concerning the RAI relays from Argentina via WRMI, the English broadcast at 01 to 02 UT on 9395 did not appear on UT June 13th or 14th. Instead, parallel programming of other shows on WRMI along with 11580. However, I happen to notice that WBCQ 7490, instead of Brother Scare, was playing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. What a nice tribute. I checked with Jeff White, and he says it was an automation glitch, so the English broadcast from Argentina on 9395 should have resumed the following evenings. I also contacted Adrian Corol, the director of RAI, and got a reply from him about the situation there. He says all these broadcasts on WRMI are experimental and temporary. They're hoping to gather enough listener response quickly to convince the powers that be at Radio Nacional that they should repair their own shortwave transmitter and reactivate it, and maybe also continue the relays. So if you have not yet sent them a report in some language, if you can hear them, I urge you to do so. Adrian emphasizes that return postage is not necessary. As a matter of fact, some return postage collected previously, he says, has gone into printing their new QSL cards. Their P-mail address is P.O. Box 555, CP 1000, Buenos Aires, Argentina, or email conexionrae@radionacional.gov.ar, or a bit easier, rae@raeargentina.com. Ian of Shortwave Site says, I've been informed there's now a Save Radio Bulgaria website petition, pretty much for what are the last remnants of Radio Bulgaria, that is, saving the foreign editors who produce the foreign language content and for resumption of streaming on the Radio Bulgaria website. It says the BNR wants to keep English, but it will be just an English version of the Bulgarian website rather than dedicated content for users abroad. Here's the URL. SaveRadioBulgaria.com/EN for the English version. Another problem at CHU Canada. All three frequencies were on the air June 11th, but without any time signals and not even any modulation at all. When I checked at 0617 and 1403, as earlier reported by someone in Florida on HF Underground via Ron Howard. But by June 12th at 0424, the 7850 and 3330 frequencies, which were audible, had resumed their usual bilingual time signals. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports about this. I contacted NRC about the missing audio, and the reply said we have a suspect piece of equipment that could cause that, and they would look into it ASAP. A subsequent email from the CHU engineer, sent at 1959 UT on the 11th of June, said that the signal was back on, and he confirmed it on 7850. By the way, CBC carries time signals from the same source. If you can't get CHU direct, according to the CHU website, the CBC English radio service at 1 p.m. daily and the French service at 12 noon, both Eastern Time. I have confirmed that, as expected, Radio Havana Cuba is putting a Leapfrog mixing product on 6230. When 6060 and 6145 are both on the air in our evenings, such as 0438 UT, June 12th. A very weak signal, but I was able to match programming in Spanish parallel to 6060. This is a leapfrog of 6060 over 6145, another 85 kilohertz higher. This used to land on 6270 when the fulcrum was 6165. Ron Howard in California notes that Voice of Indonesia has changed frequency slightly, which probably means a change to a different transmitter, which will not make any difference in making it audible in Central North America, but he can hear it. This includes the English broadcast at 13 UT. On June 13th at 13:58, he heard it on almost exactly 9526, more than 1 kHz higher than it had been for a while, which was 9524. 0.95. Wolfgang Büschel checked at 1752 and refined it to 9525.940. whichever the exact frequency. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports, as of June 9th, the English broadcast at 1300 was very weak to fair, while the other English broadcast at 19 to 20 UT was totally blocked by China Radio International in Russian. David Cole forwards an interesting opinion commentary from the Wall Street Journal. In Iran, Radio Liberty doesn't live up to its name. The Persian language service too often parrots state media and doesn't give Israel a fair shake. Of course, they are really talking about Radio Farda. It's written by Shrab Ahmari, and you'll find it in the June 11th issue of the Wall Street Journal. Did I say issue? Well, it's edition and issue. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports on one of the numerous services for North Korea called Voice of Martyrs, which I believe is religious. He says it has a very weak signal for him. 1530 to 17 UT on 7510 via Uzbekistan. But note this, it is not all in Korean. Part of it is in English. More about broadcasts for North Korea. Ron Howard says Shokaze Seabreeze, the daily Japanese broadcast, in between the other two at 1405 to 1435 as of June 13th, is on 6165. They open and close as Shokaze, but the main body of the program is actually Furosato no Kaze, Wind of Hometown, which has a separate broadcast as well. Thanks to Hiroshi for this info. Also, CNR6 has returned to the air on 6165, so there is some interference. And about Voice of Freedom, clandestine from South to North Korea, Ron Howard says 5940 through June 12th is still unjammed, heard at 1247, while the jamming is still going on at their original frequency, 6135, and another frequency they tried, 5920. And it was still in the clear the next day, June 13th at 1331, when he also checked the other South to North Korea clandestines, whether they were jammed or not. Echo of Hope, which is abbreviated VOH, at 1348, three of its frequencies were jammed, 3985, 5995, and 6250, while the other three were not jammed, 4885, 6350, and 9100. And Voice of the People at 1353. All five of its frequencies were jammed, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. Some of those frequencies recently changed or adjusted. Claudio Galas in Chile points out on HCDX that KBS World Radio, South Korea, is running an overseas listener satisfaction survey, including question 12, where he says we should say yes to shortwave. However, question 1 is, have you listened to KBS World Radio in the past month? If so, you may continue. If not, go to the end of the survey, so you might want to try to hear it first. Good luck. The English broadcast at 13 to 14 UT to North America is on 15575 year-round. We should have a slightly better chance of hearing it now that it's summer, but it's still difficult reception for me. Meanwhile, North Korea continues to put in a much better signal about the same time on the 25-meter band. Once I gave up trying to copy what KBS was saying, I tuned down to 12923 and heard a CQ marker from Seoul Radio, June 10th at 1320. HLW2 is the call sign, repeated over and over. Even it was quite weak. Some listings show the 0230 broadcast of Dinga Kurdistania as coming from Moldova or Pridnestrovia on 7350. However, Ivo Ivanov had reported the site for this segment of their transmission as Issoudun, France, which is where I think it's coming from, as reception is almost usable over here. Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring this at all hours and says, seemingly, this is the transmitter site schedule. 0230 to 05 via France on 7350, 05 to 16 via Pridnestrovia on 11600, 1600 to 1930, back to France on 11600. And there's another sesquiarit, 1930 to 21 on 11600. He says it's Pridnestrovia, which comes on just before 1930. And this transmitter has two additional spur peaks he can see on the screen, plus and minus 50 hertz from the fundamental. Via satellite, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, this is World of Radio 1882. Also presenting the website worldofradio.com with an ever-growing archive of essential information, all of which are non-commercial. Thus, we appreciate voluntary financial support to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, a check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, not necessarily in U.S. funds. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany has access to a remote receiver in eastern Thailand run by a friend of his, and this time reports on the off frequencies of Kyrgyzstan. June 13th at 1720, he found Kyrgyz radio in Bishkek on 4010.218. And the frequency carrying Christian programs from abroad, Radio Sidaya Zindagi via Bishkek, had an S9 signal, only slightly weaker than the one I just mentioned. This one on 5129.966. But at that time, he heard nothing on the second channel of Bishkek, varying around 4820. Ron Howard also reminds us that the big referendum in Papua New Guinea is on June 15th concerning Bougainville, so their shortwave transmission is likely to be active, if at all possible, on 3325. He's also been monitoring other PNG frequencies on the 90-meter band. Some of them have been on sporadically, on one day and off the next, such as 3260 Madang, 3275 Southern Highlands, and Milne Bay 3365. It seems that most of them have been going off the air by 12 UT, sometimes considerably earlier. Ron Howard says that Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland 7120, is filling in the hour it normally takes off in the late afternoon, 14 to 15 UT, because it's Ramadan. So they stay on the air from before 14 past 1500 UT. Here's a weak signal via Long Path. They had a call-in program and some Horn of Africa music. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release June 13th from the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Ambassador Alberto M. Fernandez joins BBG as president of the Middle East Broadcasting Networks, effective July 17th, overseeing MBN's multimedia operations in the U.S. and across the Middle East, including its digital properties, Al Hura television networks, and Radio Sawa, but of course not Radio Farda, which is part of RFERL. Ambassador Fernandez has quite an impressive resume and does speak Arabic. And Artie Bigley sends a story from the Washington Free Beacon of June 13th, Trump to cut $4.5 million from Radio Free Asia. Mandarin broadcasts to China are to end in a shift to state-controlled Chinese social media. It's written by Bill Gertz. Critics say this would sharply reduce Chinese language broadcasts into China by the pro-democracy radio. The Broadcasting Board of Governors defended the funding cuts to Mandarin language radio as part of a shift to the use of social media outlets in China that are tightly controlled by the government and explicitly ban RFA content. Representative Ed Royce, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee that oversees the BBG budget, said he wants RFA to continue broadcasting in Mandarin as long as Beijing's internet firewall blocks sites including RFA and VOA. He says we should continue funding Mandarin radio service. He would rather see the BBG find cost savings by cutting bloated bureaucracy in D.C. J. Michael Waller, a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, says the U.S. government should be protesting Beijing's censorship, not facilitating it. Kim Elliott says the ultimate VOA radiogram airs the weekend of June 17th and 18th. Shortwave Radiogram will be the name of the show replacing VOA Radiogram starting 24 June. The name is not as creative as most of the names suggested by listeners, he says, but thanks for the ideas. And the new website will be www.swradiogram.net. He's pleased that the new broadcast, already underway via WRMI, Sunday at 06 UT on 7730, has been widely heard from the Pacific to Europe. As of June 9th and 10th, I noticed that WBCQ was no longer staying on the air all night on 5130 or 9330 with Brother Scare, and not all day either on 9330, and not until 0700 on 7490, thus the greatly expanded fill-in hours by the Overcomer Ministry have been deleted, and it's back to only a few hours via WBCQ at the previous times. However, WBCQ wasted little time in replacing some of the hours on 7490 late at night. UT Monday, June 12th at 0426, I was hearing a talk show, but it's more off-the-wall conspiracy stuff about a disclosure event, as if we knew what that is. Eventually it became clear the guys think there are extraterrestrials among us already. That sounds somewhat familiar. Yes, the show turns out to be The Other Side of Midnight, with that Face on Mars guy, Richard C. Hoagland. Checking his program website, there's nothing about a shortwave broadcast and hardly any broadcast on AM or FM, except for a low-power station in Las Vegas, which provides a webcast. Apparently, the live schedule for it is UT Sunday and Monday at 04 to 07. So WBCQ was apparently carrying all 3 hours on that Monday and might also be doing so late Saturday night or UT Sunday. Hoagland also thinks the number 19.5 is extremely significant. It keeps showing up here and there, such as the NASA budget of 19.5 gigadollars. Well, all this will have to do lacking any Art Bell. Mike Cooper forwards a June 8th story from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Radio host convicted in Minneapolis Ponzi scheme loses bid to overturn his sentence. Judge upheld radio host Patrick Kiley's 20-year prison sentence. A Minneapolis salesman who peddled investments in foreign currencies on the radio failed to convince a federal judge that his conviction in a $194 million Ponzi scheme should be overturned because his attorney had conflicts of interest. Patrick Kiley is 79 and serving 20 years in prison for his role in the scheme, which bilked more than 700 investors nationwide from its office in Minneapolis. Kiley's former radio program, Follow the Money, was broadcast on a Christian shortwave network and bought time on about 200 stations at its peak. Well, we recall that that Christian shortwave network was WWCR, the station we have to thank for that. We covered this extensively in DX Listening Digest back in 2009 when he was originally convicted. I've been hearing a considerable heterodyne on the low side of 1590 kilohertz, which means some U.S. station is somewhat off frequency. It's about 1589.89. I tune in late at night, but it could be heard any time at night, I suppose. You may have also heard the het without identifying it, but I have traced it, such as June 11th at 0610 UT and June 12th at 0448 due to some local announcements to this station, KMOZ in Rolla, Missouri. It's listed for 1 kilowatt daytime and 85 watts at night, both non-directional. They're a Christian station with BRN or the BOT radio network. I suppose KMOZ stands for Missouri Ozarks. In ABDX, Tim Hull reports there's a new traveler's information station in San Diego or Del Mar, California on 1680. Heard June 10th at 2330 UT. It's for the San Diego County Fair, brought to you by Albertsons Vons. He says it's a bit dodgy for TIS to have a commercial sponsor. A professional sounding announcer had up-to-date info on parking conditions and the main event concert by Toby Keith. A nice strong signal must be 10 watts, he says, very clean audio. And the transmitting antenna would be close to the ocean, so it might be heard up the coast by Waterpath. Our best wishes to longtime contributor George Thurman. His good friend Mark Sills in Dallas tells me that George in Houston was having a medical problem and asked Mark to call for help, which he did. It wasn't clear what had happened, but as of June 13th, Mark says he found out that George was in stable condition at an unspecified hospital. You might want to keep an eye on his Facebook in case there's any information there, or you could reach him that way eventually. It's G-S-T-H-U-R-M-A-N. Ron Howard in California says, through 0432 UT, June 12th, Radio 1, ZNBC 1 in Zambia, continues to be silent on 5915. Bill Bingham in South Africa is also monitored for them the past week. It seems to be a significant problem unrelated to the former load shedding of restricted hours because of electrical shortages. Don Moman in Alberta reports an unidentified beacon on 10100 CW, repeating CN85, roughly once a minute, from 0200 UT June 14th, thanks to a tip from Dwayne, the E6QX. He says it's a reasonable signal, presumably from the Portland, Oregon area, since that would be the grid square location, CN85, but he hasn't been able to research anything about this for sure. Medium wave DXers are making plans about how to make the most of the total solar eclipse sweeping across the U.S. on August 21st, because along the path of totality, the daytime medium wave band suddenly becomes nighttime. A way to make the most is to use an SDR and record the entire medium wave band for later examination. Lots of DXers are already doing this with no eclipse. For example, Doug Smith in Nashville was wanting to record around the eclipse time a total of 60 minutes since he can't be home to DX live during the eclipse. And Wayne Heinen of the National Radio Club suggests what he calls a cute little SDR, really nice for casual DXing, which he got from Ham Radio Outlet. It's on sale for $120 through June. It's the SDR Play RSP1 Radio Spectrum Processor SDR Receiver, including SDR UNO software. I'm sure you can find more about it if interested at www.hamradio.com. Doug Smith says he went ahead and bought one and has been testing it out. Of course, it could also be applied for recording any other chunk of the spectrum. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storms likely June 16th, with AN Candices peaking at 25 and 5, but lowest days in case of 5 and 2 starting June 20th. Solar flux dropping to 70 June 25th. That's World of Radio 1882. I'm Glenn Hauser.